Ryan Barucki on the line right now. How's it going, Ryan?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, man. It's real nice of you to join us on opening day. You must be busy.
Hey, I'm getting ready for game day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So,
playing video games and working out, you know.
Oh, we kind of lost you there for a second. But, yeah, I was actually going to say that. I know last time we talked to you, you did mention that you're a gamer. Just admit it, that this isn't so bad for guys like you. The gamer community is like the people that are living high on the hog right now that are just like, yeah, I got all my friends online. I got my headset. I'm able to talk to people. I'll sit in my room. I'll play some video games. Nah, things aren't really too interrupted outside of playing baseball.
It's really nice, like getting my workout in and things like that. I actually pulled off a great move. My fiance, she's living with me right now. In my gaming room that I have, I set up a projector and a bed so she can watch Netflix on the wall while I'm playing video games.
That's bad.
So it's undisturbed, and she can, I mean, I feel like I'm a pioneer when it comes to that kind of stuff. I feel like there should be a movement of people doing that so they can get some undisturbed video game time.
I thought you were going to say that your fiance is one of those people who likes to watch other people play video games. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I've never understood those people. Obviously, there's millions of them because that's how Twitch has basically taken off. That's how live streams have essentially taken off, is that there are so many people out there that like to watch video games. But yeah, had you just been sitting in there in quarantine and your fiance just sitting there watching you play video games for hours on hours again, I'd be like, oh yeah, you guys are going to last. Like this relationship is built to last. You guys are going to be one of those 50-year anniversary couples throwing a big party. No doubt about it.
So I actually, yesterday was the first time she wants to get into Call of Duty. She actually played 4 hours of Call of Duty with me. We were switching games off. So I think I'm changing her for the good, finally. And she's actually getting really into video games, which is nice. She actually was like, wow, I didn't realize how fast the time goes when you're playing.
Hold on. Is that what you want, though? Because, I mean, it sounds all well and good, but that was your escape, right? And, hey, you guys are you're newly engaged, and you're not quite married yet, but, like, wasn't that the Ryan Barucki space, and now the both of you are going to be playing this Call of Duty? She's going to want to play with you constantly. You're not going to have your separate Ryan Barucki Call of Duty time anymore.
I know that, but, I mean, as long as she gets her own gamer tag, because just switching off games just wasn't doing it. You can't get in the groove, you know what I mean? So, so as long as she gets her own gamer tag and her own console, we'll be okay. I don't mind playing with her. Golf can be my escape for Ryan Barucki time, you know?
Not to mention that she's probably dragging down the stats, and I'm guessing that a guy who's made it to the major leagues cares something about stats, and it's like, yeah, just on a headset, like, that's not me, just so everybody knows, just so everybody's very clear, this is not me, this is a practice.
The KD took a hit yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. No, it's just like, that could not be more different than the conversations I've had with Ben and his wife when we've been trying to plan out this show, and his wife is in the background and they're fighting over whether or not they're going to order the Food Network on cable. Your relationship sounds like it's on a little bit more stable footing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're looking good. Yeah. You're doing good. My argument would be,
did you order it?
No. Well, here's the thing, Ryan. It was the thing that I told my wife yesterday. It was the thing that JD overheard over the phone, was that, okay, the Food Network's all nice and good. Listen, love all the programming on the Food Network. You know what I can get? Just about every one of those Food Network shows on demand. Like, so you're basically just asking for someone to pick which food show you're going to watch? Like, come on. Yeah, take the bull by the horns here. Like,
they don't have Hulu in Canada, though, do they?
No.
No.
I was going to say, because Hulu has every food station you can ask for. Me and my fiance, we watch Gordon Ramsay and stuff like that every single day. So.
Yeah. No, there's enough. There's like Netflix. There's a couple of food shows on Netflix. There's like the Nailed It. We watch Nailed It quite a bit.
The cheapest guy in the universe, like, won't give his wife the $9 to order the Food Network in the middle of a pandemic when they're stuck inside. She just wants to watch a little Beat Bobby Flay, a little Chopped, and you're like, look, this is the same. You're like, you know when you went shopping with your parents, clothes shopping when you were a kid, and you wanted a name brand piece of clothing, and they said to you, like, this is just as good. This is just as fine. You would think that experience would have made you look at what you're trying to do to your wife and say, this is criminal. Just let her have the name brand thing. Let her take the thinking out of it. Let her just watch some Beat Bobby Flay, buddy. You're cruel. Let her watch some Diners, Drives. Like, you're mean.
Except the opposite, because then you get married, you have kids, you lose 30% of your net worth in a week and a half, and yeah, there's no $9 left for Food Network, Ryan.
Well, the problem with that, with the Food Network stuff that's difficult, is they watch it, and then they want to make these extravagant meals that you have, like, you buy $100 worth of ingredients for that you're only going to use once. And you just get pissed off when you're in the line, when your grocery bill is like $300, and you're like, what's going on here? And
then yeah.
That's my thing when we watch these shows. We want to buy all these spices and herbs that you're going to use one time, and my grocery bill skyrockets.
Not to mention they're making it for the first time, so it's not the way that the professional chefs are doing it. It's not.
Yeah, they make it look a little bit easier than us.
Yeah, might taste just a tiny bit better.
And to add on top of that, yeah, my wife, she looks at everything on the Food Network. She's like, that looks delicious, not understanding or realizing that she's the pickiest eater of all time, and there's no chance she would enjoy any of these meals that she thinks she would. It's just not the case. It's not
happening. There's something about when Bobby Flay's making it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Makes it taste a little bit better.
So Ryan,
how's the rest of this thing going?
The rest of what? How's your elbow?
The isolation.
Yeah.
It's going good. I mean, still trying to get my workouts in, getting my throwing in, just trying to just stay on as normal of a schedule as I can to just stay ready. But obviously this is a weird time to be a baseball player. There's a lot of unknowns. But basically, everybody's just trying to stay in shape, and whenever they say it's a go, we're going to be ready to go, to get going. So definitely a weird time, though, right now.
How has it affected your rehab?
So I'm actually real lucky. They set me up with a PT right here in Florida. I've been going to him 2-3 times a week, and, I mean, I'm staying on my throwing program. Danny Jansen's down here, so me and him play catch every day. So it's just, I mean, I'm trying to stay on the things that I need to get done the most. I'm making sure I get done. And then just based on what's open at the time, I try to go lift when I can, maybe do some house workouts, stuff like that. Just trying to stay in as much shape as I can with everything shutting down.
So I can't imagine what that was like for you, Ryan, when you first felt the pain in the elbow again, considering your history. Like, but on the other hand, maybe you knew that it wasn't as serious because you've had Tommy John surgery. Like, what was that moment like where you knew that there was something not quite right with the left elbow again?
It was one of those things where in the off season I was like throwing bullpens. I was feeling okay, but I never felt like I was 100%. You know what I mean? And I knew after, like, I've had the surgery that I had before in 15, and I knew how I was supposed to feel, and I was like, I'm not feeling the same way I should, and I just went into the training room, and they just decided to shut me down and try to let everything calm down, and I think it was one of those things where it was just bad timing, because every off season, I feel like every pitcher goes through a time when they're really sore, and their arm's just not bouncing back the way it should be, but it's in January. And they're at home and don't have to tell anybody, and they take a couple of days off. For me, it just happened the first day of spring training. You know what I mean? So, obviously, it was a lot more public than it would be normally that I would have it in the off season. But it was just a precautionary thing because I didn't want to push anything. But it's feeling really good now. I'm knock on wood. I'm not trying to jinx anything, but I've been feeling really, really good. My long toss has been going really well. Been throwing bullpen, so far so good. This break is actually helping me out. It's giving me more time to get ready for the season.
That's good, man. And it sounds like your routine hasn't been too screwed up. Again, you've got your personal trainer. You're still with your catcher and your buddy Danny Jansen. You're still able to get to the gym. You're still, like I said, you're a gamer, so your like social routine right now is maybe affected a little less than some other people. Who's the dude on the team right now who you think is having the toughest time in terms of having their routine broken up? Like, who's the biggest creature of habit that right now is not going to deal with this as well as maybe you are with the big projection screen and the setup and the beautiful relationship and the cooking channels, everything at your disposal and the PT?
To be honest, I don't know who's having the toughest time because everyone's at home right now. But I would have to say just anybody that was – I think the guys that are going to have the hardest time is the starting pitchers just in general, just because they got built up. They're built up to 4 or 5 innings, having that mindset of getting ready for the season. Now they got to shut back down. And then I think all the starting pitchers are definitely going to have a little tough time, like, reamping, you know what I mean? Just getting back, getting their arm ready to go and having that mindset of, okay, I'm back into games, this, that. To be honest, for a teammate perspective, I don't know. I don't know who's having the toughest time. I feel like we had a lot of gamers on the team, so I think that's helping. That's helping a lot of guys out, kind of cope with all this time. But, yeah.
So, yeah, you guys don't have that one dude on the team. Like, we all have friends where I have one buddy, Mike, who I'm like, I got to check in on him a little bit more because he's just such an outdoors person, and I know he goes stir-crazy. So I got to hit him on the FaceTime a little bit more and be like, how you doing, buddy? You getting through? Keeping busy? You doing stuff? You getting things done around the house? You don't have one guy you guys think of who's on the team right now where you're like, we got to mix in an extra FaceTime with him. We got to make sure that he's doing okay. We got to make sure that he's not eating everything in the pantry, everything in the fridge, and actually getting outside for a walk.
I think everybody, I think the eating part of it is the biggest issue. I think a lot of guys are snacking a lot more. I've been, like, the guys I have been talking to, it's like, you just go into the pantry and it's just like just trying to pass time. You know what I mean? You need those gaming snacks, right? Very easily accessible. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly
what you mean. Yeah, we know exactly what you mean. I saw a tweet the other day that was like, how's my day going? I took a nap to stop eating, and I was like, yeah, that's everything to me right now. Like, that's my whole thing that I've been doing, is like trying to convince myself to not eat food and then being like, all right, it's been like 4 hours since I had a beer, so I feel like that's pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's rough times.
That's how I feel with drinking a Coke.
Yeah.
I'm like, I worked out today. I could have a Coke today.
Yeah. Treat yourself a little bit, right? We're probably not coming back for a little over a month. All right?
Yeah. I'm thinking, hey, I just got to eat all these ice cream bars so they're out of the house. Yeah. I just got to get rid of those things by consuming them all.
They're the last ones on Earth. They're the last ice cream bars on Earth. After this, it's going to be fine, baby. Let's do this.
Yeah. talking to Ryan Baraki. So I Ryu's in Florida too, right? I think he's got a pregnant wife, and he can't travel back to Korea. But he's a lefty, a guy that doesn't ramp it up to 99 either. Like, have you gotten to pick his brain at all? I know there's the language barrier there.
Yeah, I mean, me and him have been, from like day one, I feel like I was always trying to talk to him and try to just pick his brain a little bit. Me and him have a really good relationship. I just really just talk to him because me and our games are pretty similar. He's got a big curveball, but other than that, like fastball, changeup, slider, he's got the curveball. But I think we really are similar when it comes to the way we attack hitters and stuff like that, and just, it's been fun watching him and just seeing how he goes about his business and what he does on a day-to-day basis. And the thing that I'm really most intrigued is like how he plays catch and how like nice and easy it is. Because for me, when I was playing catch, I'm more of not like a blowout playing catch, but I like to let it eat a little bit. And I think that was kind of making my arm a little bit more sore than it needed to be. And he's so nice, free and easy. So, like 80%, just nice and free, easy. And I've been watching him play catch, and I'm really starting to implement that into my throwing program, and my arm's really starting to respond really well to long tossing at a slower speed and stuff like that. It's really cool to watch and like kind of take from his game and put into mine.
Yeah, I think that sometimes we can overplay the impact of veteran players who have stuff to teach, but then there's times where we downplay it, and especially, in a weird time like this, having someone like Ryu, it sounds like it's pretty beneficial. So you're around him, and you mentioned that you're around Danny Jansen every day. I know you two guys are tight. Is this the Danny Jansen offensive breakout season?
I think so. I'm not trying to say this because he works with my dad all off season, but I mean, he's just the way he's going about his business and the routine that he has now. He never had really had a routine, to be completely honest. Like, he was more of just a feel guy. And I think this year, this offseason, I know my dad really, I was talking to my dad all the time, and he was working when he's working with Danny. And I think Danny really bought into the routine, and I think he saw a lot of results from it. And then I really was not surprised with the breakout that he had this spring training. And I mean, he's a freak when it comes to hand-eye coordination and stuff. And if he can just get into routine, he's a strong guy. I mean, I think he has every bit to be an all-star at one point in his career. I think he really can really take off these next couple of years.
Yeah, here's hoping. And yeah, the minor league track record would lead us to believe that. Hey, Ryan, this was great. Hey, and early happy birthday. I'm sure we won't talk to you again before you turn 26 on Tuesday. Yeah, it's kind of a weird time to have a birthday. Would you normally blow it out? Like, do you have anything planned for Tuesday? What's happening?
Sit in your house.
I don't know. I'm leaving it up to my fiance, so we'll see. I put a couple like feelers out there. Maybe she'll hook me up, but I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do. She probably cook me dinner and watch some Netflix shows. And yeah, I'm pretty low. My birthday last year, I went to the bowling alley for late night bowling and beer. So I'm pretty easy to please.
Late night bowling and beer is super underrated activity. That's really good time. Right.
The karaoke room there was going nuts too. I was thinking about maybe getting on there singing some Backstreet Boys or something, but ooh, yeah. It wasn't my time yet.
What's your Backstreet song?
Oh, I Want It That Way. Come on now.
I feel like that's a
crowd pleaser.
Oh yeah,
everybody knows it.
Can sing along.
Even though
exactly.
If you don't want to think like you know it, you're singing along still.
Exactly. Obviously. Get to do some dance moves. Get to do some like. Hand palm open, do the kind of slow wave across the chest. That's just like, yeah, that's a banger. That's a karaoke banger. Smart move, smart move, man.
It's now going to be in my head for the rest of the day. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Oh yeah.
You're welcome.
See you, buddy. Thanks for this.
See you, man. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. See ya.